From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel faced down jeering anti-immigrant protesters Wednesday, saying her country has no tolerance for shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees seeking asylum there. Ms. Merkel visited Heidenau, where neo-Nazi demonstrators hurled bottles and fireworks at police last weekend in an attempt to keep migrants from settling in the small town near Germany's eastern border with the Czech Republic. The manhunt is over for a gunman sought for the fatal shootings of two U.S. journalists in the state of Virginia. The alleged gunman, a former employee of the television station where the slain man and woman worked, shot himself when confronted by police on a highway outside Washington, authorities said. The suspect, Vester Flanagan, survived his own gunshot and is in very critical condition. The attacker opened fire on reporter Allison Parker, 24, and photographer Adam Ward, 27, as they interviewed Vicki Gardner, a local businesswoman, at a shopping center in Smith Mountain Lake. Gardner was shot in the back but survived. All three, Parker, Ward, and Flanagan, had worked together at WDBJ-TV. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace deal aimed at ending nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy. Kiir expressed reservations while signing the agreement Wednesday during a ceremony in the capital, Juba. On Tuesday, the United Nations Security Council threatened sanctions against South Sudan Kiir failed to sign the agreement. His opponent, rebel leader and former deputy president Riek Machar, signed it last week. This is VOA News.